Let's talk about the dance, you know. So you mentioned it all about the music, of course, but also equally, I imagine, the relationships that you build with people over 20 odd years when you're teaching them how to dance. Where do you begin when you get a newcomer? Who comes along to the club in Bendigo to learn how to rock and roll?
Oh, they're very varied. You know, you get a few people and, all right, talking to you, you know, you did a bit of rock and roll for your wedding. So people will come along, because they want to do something different. They don't want to do a rock and roll waltz, they want to do rock and roll. So we do a 5-week course, and each week we teach a different step which joins to the step you did the week before. So, you know, when you learn this one and you go home and then you forget half of it and you get all flustered. So, but the next week we go through that one and then add another one, and, you know, and at the end of 5 weeks you've got these 5 steps which, you know, all join together. So it makes it easy. And you know, look, our club's been doing, and I don't think we've ever charged any more. They're $25 we charge, you know, so it's $5 a night for the whole 5 weeks. And then we do another little bit more advanced steps for the next 5 if you wanted to come back and join us to do that as well. So, you know, we've taught the same steps for 30-odd years, so, you know, we're pretty used to them by now.
And does it become something that, like I said earlier, and I was being serious with that, so you hear a rock and roll song, and because it's so, it comes so quickly to you that when you hear the music, your feet start tapping and you start moving, you know, dancing often help make you dance more?
Well, it does, you know, you hear the music, that's what, the beat is just so good in the early rock and roll, and we've got a couple of good bands in Bendigo. You've got, you know, Magic, Slapback Jack and the Magic 8-Ball. So, you know, we have bands play at the club and the guys will be, you know, you've got the slap bass going and it's this fantastic beat and it's just what you want to do. But, I mean, a lot of people get up, we call them teabaggers, you know, that they do the jiggles. They sort of do what they always done and, you know, I'm thinking, you've got to have some style. You've got to, you know, get into the rock and roll, and that's what we can teach you. You know, the rockin' 50s there, so you're a little bit better than the rest, if you like.
Well, I wouldn't mind being a little bit better than the rest because, you know, I don't know if you've seen Bill on social media and all of this, but there's been a bit of a thing with driveway dancing, people doing some, expressing themselves through dance in their driveways.
Posting
it on social media, you know, and I have promised people that they could learn at least a step from you this morning. Can you
hard to do. I mean, it's hard to do when you're physically teaching them, you know, to get it into their head, their moves and which way they've got to turn and all of that, you know, to actually tell them. But I mean, look, our club actually has a great website. So it's, you know, rockin50sbendigo.com. It's not hard to find. You'll see a lot of pictures and stuff. Our secretary, Gary Colville, has put this website together. It's just, you know, it's very entertaining. There's photos and I'm not sure there might be videos, but Australia Day demonstrations. Anyone that's seen us down the lake on Australia Day, we've did that. We've been doing that for over 20 years. So surely somebody's seen us down there, get some moves. But even if you, just go on the web and Google up rock and roll, you know, you find video clips of even early stuff, you know, and when you look at that, you think, whew, you know, there's some very flash dancing in that.
And what about champs? Have you, you know, taught some champs in Bendigo how to dance that have gone on to win various competitions and make you really proud?
Look, we're more a social club, but there's a couple of members we've got now who are involved in the, you know, the rock and roll dancing competitions. And, you know, look, they put a lot of effort into learning different moves. And, you know, they'll tell you, oh, we've got, you know, 100 different steps and all that sort of stuff. Mm. You know, we're pretty much just a social group and we just enjoy each other's company. You know, like I think there's 80 something members at the moment. So we don't get that carried away, but we've got a couple of members, Gary Owen and Maria Boncoldo. They do those competitions and, you know, every night when we're up there teaching and or just social dancing, they're up there practicing their moves and, Mm. You know, they get the clothes and match each other's clothes.
Awesome. Well,
really go to town.
If people are keen to get some dancing inspiration, then we'll direct them to the website, Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll Club in Bendigo. If you pop that into a search engine, you'll find some more information about the club. I'm sure some...
It's got everything on there. It's a great website.
And the take-home tip is plenty of style, Bill, I think, as we... plenty of style. Whatever you do it with style. Thank you for being with me this morning. It's been really lovely to talk.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thanks. Bill Oldham, currently dancing with the Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll Club in Bendigo and champion teacher of dance, we can say that, from the Victorian Rock and Roll Dance Hall of Fame.